There's something very unusual on the Los Angeles Times editorial page today. It's a Los Angeles Times editorial, at least a couple of paragraphs from one, from 1910. It was about the first great black heavyweight champ, Jack Johnson, and his victory over the white former champ, Jim Jeffries. Today's lead editorial, entitled Shame on Us, quotes from the editorial the paper ran about that fight nearly 95 years ago. Mary Engel wrote today's piece. She says, the idea came from a meeting with filmmaker Ken Burns, who has a new film about Jack Johnson, and also from events in the news last week.
I had been thinking all weekend about the charges that had been filed in Mississippi against an alleged Klan leader in the 1964 murders of three civil rights workers. And I had been very taken and torn by this and wanted to find a way to make it as important and meaningful and poignant to the public as it felt to me, and to make it something that didn't just happen a long time ago and in the South. I think often we try to dismiss things by looking at it that way. Mm-hmm. And when Ken Burns came in, he quoted from this Times editorial from 1910 and the way it reflected the sentiments of the era, and not just in the South, but in Los Angeles and Chicago and New York and around the country. And so we went back into the microfiche and brought it up, and it was quite horrifying.
There's one paragraph. This is after Jack Johnson wins and defends his championship in the United States, in Nevada. And so the black fighter was victorious, and the L.A. Times editorializes, a word to the black man. And in 1910, for whatever reason, they used black man, which was not necessarily the most dignified form of address at the time. Do not point your nose too high. Do not swell your chest too much. Do not boast too loudly. Do not be puffed up. Let not your ambitions be inordinate or take a wrong direction. Let no treasured resentments rise up and spill over. Remember, you have done nothing at all. You are just the same member of society today you were last week. Your place in the world is just what it was. You are on no higher plane, deserve no new consideration, and will get none. My gosh, what an uncharitable editorial that was.
I think it was all too typical. I wish we could have written that we rose above the sentiments of the times, but we didn't.
The sentiments of the Los Angeles Times in California, which we certainly was a far cry from the Jim Crow South, we thought.
Exactly. In fact, the fight, which was billed as the fight of the century, was originally scheduled for San Francisco, but there was such an outcry against a white man fighting a black man that it was moved to Reno.
What's the lesson of going back to the Los Angeles Times archives and finding this really awful editorial back there?
The lesson is that the whole history of race in America is something that we all have to confront, that it's not something that we can just say, oh, this happened in the South, or this happened here, or this happened, for that matter, 100 years ago. But it's something that we have to face and talk about.
Mary Engel, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Mary Engel, editorial page writer for the Los Angeles Times. Monday on the program, we'll have an interview with the biographer of Jack Johnson.